Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love, also known as the AfridaLoveShow.com. I am your host tonight, Dr. Afrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Ladies and gentlemen, I am so excited. I am so excited on tonight because we are going to actually go over our needs and wants, and we're going to take it to God. We're going to take our needs and wants to God, and God is going to answer in a mighty, mighty way. And before we begin to read our Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9, and begin to pray, I want to tell you a little bit about the show today, because I want you to share this particular ministry, this particular show, with your family and friends. God is getting ready to do some great things with this particular ministry, and so I want you to know that on today we are going to write down our needs and wants. So you're going to need some paper. We're going to write down our needs and wants. And I heard a song in my mind by the Marys, and it's You Can't Give Up Now. So if you're waiting on God, if you're waiting for God to answer, don't give up, because when God is quiet and he doesn't answer right away, God knows what's best. He always answers on time. And so we have to be patient, and we have to listen to the voice of God. I'm conditioning you through this ministry, through the Word of God, through the revelation of God, conditioning your mind to think on the good things. I'm conditioning your heart to love, and I'm conditioning your ears to hear the voice of God. And so when you hear the voice of God, and God says yes, or he says no, or he says wait, or he says the doors are open, or he says the doors are closed, then you will know how to proceed. And so when we speak about mustard seeds, there are some people who will receive mustard seed blessings because they fail to open up their hands all the way. There are some people who will receive palm blessings, as I said, such as, when I say the palm of your hand. Jesus holds the world in the palm of his hand. You'll receive grande or big blessings. And so God wants us to step out on faith, and although it may be a shaky ground, God says remain firm. He says remain anchored, because God has promised us so many things. And so on tonight, we are going to, of course, go over activity, and I want you to really think about those priorities. You're going to have to prioritize, because God is going to give you what you need. I told you the unique thing about this ministry is that we have God's ears. How do I know we have God's ears? Because there are too many testimonies going around. God is doing too much in my life for me to say that the Lord is not listening. God has been too good to me for me to say that God is dead, or he's just a fairy tale, because this is real. And so God is listening to each one of our despairing cries. He's listening to what we need, and he's listening to what we, and he is making provisions for us. It's by grace and mercy, not by own power, but it's by grace and mercy that God is continuing to keep us. It's by grace and mercy. So without further ado, let us go ahead and read Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. And this is in the NIV version of your Bible. It says, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever, who by his understanding made the heavens. His love endures forever, who spread out the earth upon the waters. His love endures forever, who made the great lights. His love endures forever, the sun to govern the day. His love endures forever, the moon and stars to govern the night. His love endures forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the readers, and the doers and the seekers of His holy word. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning and you started us on our way. You even gave us a reasonable portion of our health and strength so we can make it through this day, Lord. We thank you for this second that we're able to breathe, Lord, and we're able to see, Heavenly Father, and we're able to hear, and we're able to walk, Heavenly Father. We thank you in the name of Jesus, Lord. We ask that you continue to bless those who are in the hospitals, those who are coming out, and those who are thinking about going in. We know that you are the great I Am. You are the great physician, El Shaddai, Elohim, Yahweh. We know that you can do all things but fail. Lord, we ask that you continue to crown the top of their head to the sole of their feet and anoint them and bless them in a mighty and powerful way, Lord. We thank you for the praise reports. We thank you for the testimonials, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, would you bless this world, this lost world, Heavenly Father, would you bless people to be found, Lord, found doing your work, found loving their brothers and sisters in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, we ask that you continue to bless this ministry, Lord. Bless this ministry in our going out and in our coming in, Heavenly Father. We ask that you bless each host, each co-host, and would you bless each guest who comes on the ministry, and would you bless the word of God today, Lord. We take this word of God, Lord, whatever you would have us to say, and we anoint it, Heavenly Father, and the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue, Lord Jesus, to look down upon us, Heavenly Father, and with your favor and grace follow us for all the days of our lives. Lord, we thank you for the things you've done in the past, the present, and the future, and what you're getting ready to do, Lord. We ask, Heavenly Father, with this word, the dissemination of the word, help at least one soul to come unto you, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the disbursement of the people coming into the churches of all different nationalities, of all different kinds. Lord, we thank you for those individuals. We thank you for the individuals who are inviting people to churches, Heavenly Father. We thank you for the influx, you call it a migration that's coming to the churches, because we know that without you, we are nothing and we can do nothing. We thank you for the revelation. We thank you for opening up the eyes of those who are blind, Lord. We thank you for delivering those who need deliverance. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for continuing to allow our hearts to beat, Lord, and continue to allow our eyes to see and our ears to hear, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to bless those who say, pray for me, and bless those who do not know you, Lord Jesus. And we ask, would you bless them to get to know you so that they can have a prosperous life, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, would you continue to uplift us and uphold us and help us to be better for you, Lord. Now, Lord, that we relinquish this prayer, we ask that we never be relinquished out of your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And I already have my energy up. I tell you, I'm going to be very honest with you, because I'm very honest with all of my listeners. I was sleepy because I've had a long day, and God is doing some great things, and I'm working on the ministry. I'm working on the word of God, and God is so good. Amen. And I say, you know, I can't sit down on the promises of God. I can't let God down. And so no matter how tired I am, I'm going to continue to do the will and the work of God, because I know that he'll give me strength. I just said that two days ago, God will give me strength. And so on tonight, we're going to have a lively ministry in which we write down our needs and our wants, and God is going to answer each and every one of them. Now, as you get your paper and as we begin to go higher and higher in this AfricaLoveShowMinistry.com, I want you to understand, first of all, as I said before, because I have several people who just joined me, welcome. I want you to be very honest when you put down your needs and wants. Don't hold anything back from God, because guess what? God already knows what we're going to write before we do anything on the paper. So he already knows that. Number two, just because we have the ears of God and we have God's heart, amen, praise God, we don't have to chase after God's heart because we already have it. And that's not bragging, right? But it's a faithfulness unto God, because God is faithful unto me. And so we have the ear of God. We have God looking down upon us. And so I don't want us to be selfish, and it's all about me. All of my needs and all of my wants and nobody else, okay? Matter of fact, I want you to think about your family first. The Bible says that charity starts at home first. And wherever your home is, charity starts at home. And so I want you to list or to think about your family members first, whoever they are. Think about your family members first, right? Then after your family members, think think about your friends, their needs and wants. Then think about yourself, and it's not neglecting those keepers. And the more we pray one for another and the more we take our friends and our family to God, the more united we become and the more blessed we become, because God says that people's hearts change once prayer is received. People's hearts change and people begin to come unto Christ, and so you've won a soul. And so God is going to bless you real good. And we're not just doing this because God is going to bless us real good. We're doing it because it's right. And so what I want you to do is I want you to, I'm going to take you through this process as the Lord is showing me. Bear with me. Praise God. I want you to get out your sheet of paper and your pen or pencil or whatever you had to write with, your crayon. Praise God. And on the left side, I want you to put needs, of course. Y'all familiar with this. Then draw a line all the way down, and I want you to put your wants on the right side. Amen. I want you, under needs, I want you to put family. And that reminds you to start with family, and under your wants, I want you to put family, okay? On the side of family, I want you to put friends. And then on the side of friends, I want you to put yourself. Family, friends, and yourself. And the reason why I have you do it like this is because you come on the ministry faithfully. It's almost 50 people listening right now. You come on the ministry faithfully, but your friends, they may still be wondering, you know, do I really want to give my life to Christ? You know, and so we have to, part of our mission as teachers and things of that nature is to help others find Christ, help others find Jesus. And sometimes we have to stand in the gap. And so that's what we're doing. That is part of the ministry, standing in the gap for others who may not otherwise be able to experience our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But if we're praying for them, they're able to taste and see that the Lord is good. And so as I play this music, Sin of Our Joy by Mr. Richard Smallwood, the instrumental, I want you to write down these needs, and I want you to really think about your family first, then your friends, and then yourself. And I'm going to give us at least 10 minutes to write down everything. You are listening to the AfridaLoveShow.com. This is our special segment of Needs and Wants. I am your host, Dr. Afrida Love. Amen. Now we're on our second phase of this needs and wants segment. And what I want you to do is look at your needs and wants. And what should have happened is you have your family, friends, and then yourself. And also for your wants, you have your family, friends, and yourself. And so I want you to look at your list. And I want you to begin to thank God. Amen. I feel like, you know, it's a congratulations. So I want you to look at your needs and your wants. And I want you to really think about your needs and wants. And if you need to add, add. If you need to take away, take away. But God is going to give you, give us everything that we need and everything that we want. That's the type of God we serve. And God says our obedience is what pays the price. He said it's not about money. He said it's not about perfection. He says it's about obedience, doing the will of God, working for the kingdom of God. He says even when you become tired, he says continuously working for the kingdom of God. And so look at all your needs and begin to thank God, because God is going to do that. You said healing, God's going to heal. You said you need a financial breakthrough, God's going to do that too. Amen. You said that you want a bill, God said that's perfect. You know, we have to believe and trust in God, and we have to use our faith. Our faith is the ticket. We have to step out on faith. And whatever God has asked us to do, we must do it. Amen. Because we serve a true and living God. And, you know, each day when we wake up, as you're looking over your list, each day that we wake up, we should always give God the honor and praise. And so we're looking at our needs and wants. We're just thanking God for each and every one of them, because God is going to provide. Amen. Amen. I'm going to let you listen to this song and continue to look over your list and continue to thank God in advance. And as I said before, this is a limitless. Add whatever you want to and take away. But make sure you give God the praise and the honor and the glory in advance. Thank you. comes on next, we're going to pray unto God. God said, pray over these things. Amen. And these things mean the things that we need and want. Amen. So let us bow our heads and close our eyes. Put your hand on your chest. We thank you, Heavenly Father, in advance for blessing us, Lord Jesus, with each and everything that we have listed on this list in the present, the past, things we're going to list in the future, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for being our Father and for giving us everything according to your riches. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for just blessing this ministry, Lord, blessing the people who come on the ministry, blessing the platform, blessing this ministry to spread abroad, Lord. Lord Jesus says, when you go down the page, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for each and everything, Lord. Praise Jesus, that you blessed us with, Lord. Lord, we thank you for the good reports, Lord, from our friends afar and those near, Lord. And we thank you for keeping our families, Lord. And we thank you for each person who's listening, each person who put something on the list, Lord, for their needs and wants, Lord. Lord God, we also cannot forget those who have lost someone, Lord. Oh, Lord, we say have mercy and we ask that you would be a comforter in which you dispatch your angels, Lord. Lord God, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for even listening to us, Heavenly Father. Lord, we thank you for even changing our hearts and blessing us to love, Lord. Lord, we bless your holy name and we praise you and we surrender our hands, Lord, unto you, Lord, because we know that with you, all things are possible. Everything that's put on this list, somebody put on the list, Lord, that they wanted to be better for you. And we ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless that to happen, Heavenly Father? We put our faith and trust in you, Lord, and we ask, would you bless those who are doing well and those who are needing a little touch from you, Lord. Lord Jesus, we thank you for everything, Lord, from the first item to the last item, Lord, from the left item to the right item, Lord. We thank you from the north to the south to the east and to the west, Lord, and we say praise your name, Lord. We cover each thing, Lord, and we thank you and we bless your holy name. Praise God. Thank you, Lord.
I'm better.
Amen. That was Pastor Marvin Stapp. Never would have made it. And you know, as we were looking at these items that we placed on this sheet of paper, it's all about the power of God. God already knows what we need. He already knows what we want. And so we claim it and we name it in the name of Jesus. And God says, don't look back. He says, continue to claim and name it and continue to look for it. Just like he says, it's likened unto kids looking towards Christmas after you celebrate Christ. But you're looking towards Christmas for gifts. God says, you know that it's going to come. And you know that December 25th is Christ's birthday. And it's also Christmas. And you know that there are going to be some gifts. God says, expect it. He says, receive it. Amen. And believe it. Amen. Praise God. We're going to listen to one more song before our announcements. And the reason why I'm playing this song is because God put this song in my spirit. And I don't want anyone to give up. I don't want anyone to feel like they have to throw in the towel. I know that so much is going on in this world, and I know that people are happy, people are sad. I know that people are depressed, people are going through different things, and I know that tragedies are happening. I know that, you know, just a lot of things have happened today around the world. And we're going to pray for those individuals, you know, as you go about your way tonight after we depart. And but I don't want you to give up on God. That's my main concern. I know that we have a lot of new individuals, a lot of individuals who are thinking about coming unto Christ, and they're unsure, and they need to talk to their pastors and things of that nature, and they're listening to an online radio station so that they can seek guidance, and that's great because the revelation of God is live and well, amen, on the ourfreedomloveshow.com. But I want you to think about this particular song that the Marys are going to sing. They're also a duo who's one of my favorites, but this particular song is Can't Give Up Now. You have to keep pressing, you have to keep pushing. It doesn't matter what's going on, it doesn't matter what it looks like, it doesn't matter what people say. You have to keep walking in the will of God, you have to keep listening to God. And so what I don't want to happen is for individuals to come on the ourfreedomloveshow.com and participate in the activities, and you know, you get pumped up and you believe in God, and God is going to do some great things, and then you listen to the naysayers. You listen to those people who say, you know, God's not going to do anything for you because your life is not right. Well, we can't judge each other. We can't judge other people. We have to save our own souls, amen. We have to have a relationship with God. And when you have a relationship with God, he says, my sheep hear my voice, and a stranger will they not entertain. So therefore, you have to be careful who you entertain. You have to be careful who you tell your dreams to. But guess what? God says it doesn't matter who you tell your dreams to, because if it's in the will of God, it's going to happen anyway. He says there may be some struggles, amen. There may be some obstacles, but it's going to happen anyway. So I want you to listen to Mary, Mary, Can't Give Up Now. I don't want you to give up. I don't want you to give in. I want you to continue to believe and trust in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're listening to the ourfreedomloveshow.com, and this is Mary, Mary, Can't Give Up Now.
I know that
Give up. You're not going to give up. Amen. Because after that song, everybody should feel amen. I know that the Lord didn't bring us out here to leave us lonely. Amen. We have to keep the faith. We have to trust in God, and we have to listen to his voice and be careful who we entertain. Amen. Amen. Thank y'all so much for listening to the AfricaLoveShow.com. I appreciate it so much. I feel energized. I don't even want to go to sleep now. Amen. I'm warmed up, and I'm on fire for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I know God is going to do some great things starting tomorrow, God's will. Amen. And that's a promise. And I've heard testimonies. People have inboxed me. They've emailed me. I've had phone calls. And so I know that the Lord is moving. I know that he's already here, his presence. I said that a couple of weeks ago, but the Lord is reappearing and appearing. So you must be ready at all times. Amen. So, you know, we continue to uplift, and we continue to think about those who have lost someone, and we continue to just be faithful unto God and do the will of God and continue to work for the kingdom of God. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to the Needs and Wants segment of the AfricaLoveShow.com. This concludes our particular ministry, but I want to give you this opportunity. I want to tell you at this particular time that you can give your life to Christ. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter what you've done. None of that matters. What matters is that you open up your heart, because some of us have hardened our hearts. Our hearts are just, if you ball up your fist, that's how our heart is. And God is not going to force our heart to open, because our heart is actually the church. And you can give your life to Christ tonight. You can say, Lord, I accept you into my life. And the Lord will continue to just watch over you. He will lead and guide you where you're supposed to be. He will lead and guide you to a church, to an edifice, because it's great to dwell in the house of the Lord. Amen. He will lead you to a church, and you will continue to listen to AfricaLoveShow.com. But God will do some great things in your life. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. You can accept God tonight. But guess what? With the acceptance, you can also reject God. And when you reject God, you say, Lord, you know, I'm not ready to give my life unto you. I want to continue to do what I'm doing, and that's your prerogative. But at some point, every knee is going to bow and every tongue is going to confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. At some point, we're going to need God. As I said before, I'm telling all the pastors and ministers and all the people of God and those who don't know God, there's going to be an influx. There's going to be a lot of new faces in your congregations, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm telling you, they're going to come from all different types of backgrounds. It's very important that the Word of God is disseminated and that we feed all the people. I've heard many ministers say that it's the recipient's fault whether they receive the word or whether they're fed. Amen. But Jesus, when there wasn't enough food and he was feeding the 5,000, he made it personal. He went up to each person. He made sure that each person had something. And we're not talking about anything tangible, because that's going to be a lot of people in some of these churches. Amen. Praise God. But we're talking about acknowledge. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about acknowledge. And once you build that relationship with all of these sheep who are coming, right, then they will receive the word of God, and they will continue to come back. They have to test, right? God says taste, but God says that these people have to test. There's going to be a test. And the test is, when they come, what will happen in your church? What will you do? How will you make these people feel? Pastors, hello. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how your edifice is, whether it's big, whether it's small, whether you have two members, whether you have 20,000. There's going to be an influx because people are beginning to realize that they need our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is showing me right now some dead-end streets. He says that some of this thing that the world is doing is playing out. There's nowhere to go but to the church. And we talk about the last days, and God says this is not the last days. He says this is the preparation for the coming of Christ. When we talk about the coming of Christ, he's talking about the coming of his favor and grace and mercy. He says, be ye not afraid, for when I come, he says, I'm coming to seek good. I'm coming to bless. I'm coming to comfort. And so be not afraid in these next couple of weeks. You're going to have a lot of new things happening in the church. You're going to hear about a lot of things happening in the church. But God says the people of God will continue to go to church. He says, but they're going to be some outsiders who are coming into the church. And at that point, you have their captive attention. The world is not competing with them in the church because the devil gets scared when you mention the name of Jesus and he flees. You have, some of you have 2 hours, some of you have 2.5 hours, right, to convince these people that they need the Lord. And it's not a competition. It's a personal thing. God is going to strategically place people, right? God says it's an awakening. Strategically place people within these churches. Because these are people who, God says he's herding up, amen, praise God. He says he's herding up his sheep. He says, do you remember when the Lord went out to find that one sheep and he had 99? God says, yeah, you have a whole congregation. Some of y'all have 20,000 members. Some of y'all have mega churches. Some of y'all are million-dollar pastors. God says, but there are some sheep out there that belongs to you, that God has assigned to you. And there are some hard-headed sheep. There are some faithful sheep that's out there that God's going to bring. And there are some sheep who want to preach the word of God and haven't been called. And you are going to have to, as a pastor, as the shepherd, you're going to have to lead these people to Christ. My sheep hear my voice, and a stranger will they not entertain. They're going to have to hear the voice of God in you, pastors. Get ready, I'm telling you. There's going to be an influx. I'm telling you, it's a promise to you. I'm giving you a heads up. There's going to be an influx. It doesn't matter if you're on the north side, east side, west side. It doesn't matter if you're a mega church, million-dollar church. It doesn't matter. The Lord is assigning people to your churches. If you are listening to this ministry, you are assigned already. And for those who will come later, they have already been assigned. And the proof is going to be people in your churches. You're going to say, oh, Alfreda Love, she said that because God said it. And when God says it, that settles it. So get ready for the awakening. Get ready for the roundup because God is sending some people to your church. And it is your responsibility as the shepherd to ensure that you are feeding the sheep. But it starts with relationship. It starts with acknowledging. Seems very trivial, but it's significant in this day and age. And so we're talking about not only in Sunday morning service, we're talking about in weekday service. People are going to begin to give their lives to Christ. And we're going to have to be ready to accept them. These mega churches, some way, somehow, you're going to have 2 and 3 services so that you can know your members. Amen. Because they're going to need prayer. And I'm going to tell you this, because some Christians are wounded and they come to the church every Sunday. But God says that these who he is sending, he says they are fragile. which means they've been out in the world, they've been out and they haven't been exposed to who he really is. And it's your job to take care of your sheep. And it's no, you know, if they get it, if they get it, they get it. If they don't, they don't. No, we are responsible. God says you are your brother's keeper. You are the shepherd. Therefore, you have some sheep you need to tend to. Amen? So it's no longer, well, if they get it, you know, if they fed the word, fine. No, that is your responsibility. However you do it, have the Lord lead you. Same with me, online. I have an online ministry, praise God. I thank God for it. Online ministry. God is going to send people. When I say send people, people who are following the ministry, you know, some people, they're going to be in love with God. Some people are not. Some people are not going to believe in the teaching of God. But God says that you must continue to feed them. However you do that online, feeding folks. I'm electronically feeding folks. Praise God. I told the Lord to send them on. I'm ready. Because I know that God is before me, he's behind me, and he's on the side of me. So a lot of new people are going to come. I'm telling you right now, if you've been praying for membership, you have it already. It's already done. Now, I'm not going to tell you that 100 people is going to come to your church on one given Sunday. No, I'm telling you that there's going to be an influx of people finding churches, and your church is going to be one of them. That's what I'm telling you. Get ready. Familiar faces you will see, but you're going to see some new faces as well. That's the proof. That's the only proof that you need that this is from God. New faces. It's very important, ladies and gentlemen, that you get their contact information. It's very important. Why? Because you have to continue to bring the sheep back. You have to continue to pray with them and encourage them. They're coming out of a storm, ladies and gentlemen. They're coming out of a storm. They love the world, and the world has treated them bad, but they still love the world. It's like an abusive relationship. And we must embrace these people when they come to the church so that they can come back. They're fragile. They don't need any judgment. They're not going to come. They may not come in three-piece suits. They may not come in dresses. Accept them. Don't look at them strange. They're sent by your Father. They're sent by God. Accept them. Welcome them. Now, if they say they was called by God, then as ministers and pastors, y'all need to check that out. But if they come and they want to fellowship, let them fellowship. Come in unique ways to church. And this is a test, and we must be ready for it. It's not going to be your traditional. People are not going to come and, you know, dressed up. Be ready. I'm just letting you know. I've warned you probably 2 weeks ago. Some of you have already witnessed some new people within your churches, but I'm telling you, the heat is on. Okay? That's all I have to say about that. God bless you, pastors, ministers. All right. We're getting ready for the announcements. Please be sure to continue to encourage your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Or you can tune in with me at ALFREDALOVESHOW.com. That's our freedolove show.com, and click on Love Radio. I would love for you to listen to the various ministries. You can listen to it 24/7. All you have to do is click on Love Radio and scroll down, and you can see all of the ministries and all of the shows. Gospel artists, writers, promoters, actors, actress, anyone in journalism, anyone with a positive message, you know, comedians, anyone with a positive message, please, 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 Facebook Alfreda Love at ALFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE. I would love, love, love to have you on the AlfredaLoveShow.com sharing what the Lord has given unto you. I would love for you to be the light of the world on the ministry. In addition to that, make sure that you're praying for all of your family members. If you have to pray for all of them, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. And do not forget to pray for yourself and pray for those you know and those you do not know. There are many things that happened today, just today. many things that happen to people we know and people we don't know. It's very important that we pray for another because we never know what people are going through. We never know when God wants his angels to be dispatched. And so we must pray one for another and be sure to pray for yourself. In addition to that, get your calendars. First of all, before we talk about the Stellas, February the 12th in Houston, Texas, is Pastor Kim Burrell Love's event. And I want to go because I want to see what this event is about. Amen. And so on February the 12th, mark your calendars, that's Houston, Texas, February the 12th. It's called Love Night, and it's Pastor Kim Burrell's event. I know it's going to be a blast. I know it's going to be a great event. So if you're in the Houston area, be sure to check out Pastor Kim Burrell. As you all know, she's a gospel artist and a minister as well, and she has a church, and I want to visit her church. I've been saying that for the longest. And so maybe I have the opportunity to do so pretty soon. But I definitely want to support her event. I want to attend her event. So please be sure to check that out. Now, the Stellars, your calendar should already be marked. February the 18th through the 20th is the Stellars. And this is a time and when we commemorate and we honor those gospel artists who really pour out their souls and who really produce music that really ministers into our souls. I want you guys to attend and support these gospel artists. They have forums. They have Listener's Lounge. They have, of course, the Stellar Awards. They have the radio awards where they nominate different radio stations who actually play these songs. And I tell you what, our Free to Love show, you know, we're going to get up there. I don't know how we're going to do it as far as with the songs, but we're going to be nominated for something, amen, even if I have to nominate myself. I'm just playing. But, yeah, we're going to, you know, I'm getting ready to build a radio station, and I want to play nothing but gospel. But, in other words, on the 18th through the 20th, be sure to support all these gospel artists and all these radio personalities. Be sure to support them. We're going to have updates. I'm going to be taking notes, taking pictures, interviews, things of that nature. So please, please, please be sure to stay on this page, and please be sure, if you're in the Las Vegas area, to come out and support our gospel artists, our Stellar Awards. Amen. In addition to that, just make sure that you continue to check these two websites under alfreda.hubpages.com. That's alfreda.hubpages.com. As you can see, there are many articles about celebrities, television, TV shows, fashion models, and things of that nature. So please be sure to read those particular articles. As I always say, we need to add more articles, and we will. God has been blessing us so much that we've been working on the radio station and working on gigs and things of that nature. But to write about different events and that's happening in the entertainment world and and in the world in which we live, and these particular articles are going to be positive articles. It's going to be very positive. Okay, now if you click on the alfredaloveshow.com, for those of you who are just listening, you're going to hear some music. If you click on alfredaloveshow.com, you'll see a huge welcome sign. Welcome to the alfredaloveshow.com. You will see many different icons. I want you to focus on the Eddie Ruth Bradford icon. She's interested in film and gospel. And Minister LaShawn McLemore, she's interested in speaking in gospel. And, of course, Dr. Alfreda Love. I'm interested in speaking and events. I don't sing, but I love gospel music. And so if you need a speaker or anything of that nature, then I am the answer. Love is always the answer, all right? Now, February 18th through the 20th is the Stellar Awards. If you need a speaker, whoop, you click on that button and you'll see my bio. Love's interview, if you click on that button, then you will see that many individuals were interviewed. I am the last interviewee. Please be sure to watch the whole interview. This school tutorial site is going to be changed to lovestellarmusic.com pretty soon. I just have to figure out how to do it. Of course, upcoming events is Stellar Awards Show, February 18th through the 20th. If you want to connect with me on the radio station, then all you have to do is press Love Radio. And we have many different interviews with gospel artists, teachers, ministers, writers, authors, directors, visionaries, and community leaders. The spiritual guide, I wrote a spiritual guide on the go last year, and this is a simple guide that allows us to continue to improve our walk with God. So be sure to pick up your copy on Amazon.com. about the venue. Once again, it's an outlet for conversation with people all over the world, gospel music, and most of all, communicating about different events. Our mission is to capture the most interesting events centered around gospel, entertainment, education, and politics. We love to catch certain events. As you can see, the pictures are here to prove it. Upcoming events, of course, is the Stella Awards show. Be sure to connect with me on Facebook, ALFREDALOVE, or email me at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. I would love to interview artists, cover events, speak, or know about any opportunities in the entertainment world. Location and contact. Of course, you can contact me via email at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com, or you can contact me through sending a comment or review. Place your name, email, subject, and message, and please click on the submit button. All right, some gospel artists in the industry. These are just some of the gospel artists in the industry. Be sure to check out Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford Music.com and LaShawnMclemore.com. They have their music there. They have their bios and different awards they've won and different events they've participated in. They have their calendars there. So if you would like to book them, just please, please, please send the email to EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. All right, when we talk about links, of course, there's Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford again and Minister LaShawn McLemore. Radio station, if you want to click on the radio station, that's the radio station. Then, of course, Love Comedy and Entertainment, as well as the Love Live Jesus Ministry. Those two particular icons are from Facebook, and those are my Facebook pages or fan pages. If you go to LinkedIn, you can connect with me on LinkedIn by submitting my name, ALFREDALOVE, and I will connect with you if you have any questions or want to be on the ministry. I just made a post about the ministry, so for those of you who are on LinkedIn, please feel free to connect with me on LinkedIn. That includes radio personalities, journalists, actors, publicists, TV, media, gospel. That includes everyone. Just connect with me. Spiritual Guide, once again, if you want to click on that button, here are some articles we've written. And then Love's Media and Event Coverage, of course, is a Facebook page, a fan page. Okay? Meet artist Eddie Ruth Bradford, gospel artist Eddie Ruth Bradford. This is her bio. If you stay on this page long enough, at least for about 15 minutes, you will hear all four of her songs. This particular song that's playing is Blessed to Be a Blessing. I'll let you hear a little bit of it.
Blessed to be a blessing. Blessed to be a blessing. I am.
See there? So that's one of them. And if you stay on this page, you will hear all four songs. Then meet radio host Afri Love. Now, you notice you don't hear any music because I'm not a singer. The Lord didn't call me to sing, but I love to speak. Amen. So here's the bio, and here's some things I've performed, and here is some of the topics that I speak on. Here are some of the topics that I speak on. And, of course, if you want to connect with me, it's EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to connect with you. I would love to come to your place and speak as well. Love's Author Corner, here are some books, and we're going to add more books. Be sure to connect with these individuals. They have some inspirational books, and we have some love books and some business books and some spiritual books and some science books and some entertainment books and some health books. So please be sure to connect with these authors. For health and human performance, all of this holds true. You just basically need to move, stay active, and watch what you put into your body. Entertainment and television, these are some of the entertainers that you see every day on television. Be sure to support these individuals, and when they're on air, be sure to watch them to help their ratings. R&B, here are some of our R&B singers. There is Brenda, and Sister Mary J. Blige, Faith, and there's Ms. Bulawami, and we're going to add more individuals. If you're R&B artist and you would like an interview as well, please email me at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. I've had several hip-hop artists come on this particular ministry. Here is Meet Minister LaShawn McLemore. Here is her bio as well, and her song is currently playing, and it's called I Am Healed. And I'll let you listen to a little bit of it.
Oh.
Amen. I wanted to hear all of it. Amen. All right, and then our next icon is the community engagement, and these are some of the community events I've attended, and I'm going to put gospel as well as, like, sports events as well because I need to update this particular page. But this is basically the website where you will find everything. You will find everything at the AfridaLoveShow.com. You can email me at AfridaLove, excuse me, you can email me at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com, or you can go to the page where it says location and contact, and you can email me there as well. Many people have did that as well. I want to thank God, my family, and all of my friends for tuning in to the AfridaLoveShow.com. It means a lot to me. Make sure that you continue to spread the word that AfridaLoveShow.com is alive and well, and that we are doing some great and wonderful things in the name of Jesus, and Jesus is spreading this ministry abroad. I thank each and every one of you for listening, and if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. Until next time, which is tomorrow, which is our Praying with Love and Power night, you take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Afrida Love of the AfridaLoveShow.com.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Afrida Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayers as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.